Well, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Let's take our Bibles and go to Luke chapter 5. He walked alone among the almost dead, separated by misunderstandings of the law, thrown away by custom, disregarded by society, and cast off by their own culture. According to traditions, his family would have buried him in an empty coffin. Even the outcast would walk and reject him. As he moved along, he had to call out, "Unclean, unclean," before he approached to warn those that were ahead. And if you wonder what was his crime, very simple. He was a leper. Smitten with this disdainful and perhaps contagious disease of disfigurement and shame, under the powerful blow most had assumed was punishment from God for a sinful life or doing evil, and although the stench of rotting flesh would send forth the message to oncomers, the leper announced his presence. Unclean, unclean. In Luke chapter 5 is a great record that I want to present to you to show twofold. One, the lengths that God would reach out to needs. And two, what is the length we are willing to reach for the Lord Jesus Christ? In Luke chapter 5, verse 12, it reads, "It came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Neither in the Greek or the Hebrew is it the medical term for leprosy, but it does reference a whole range of conditions that result in banishment from society. It may include what we would call today Hansen's disease, but some of the latter Greek and Hebrew texts translate it as a terrible skin disease. It essentially affects the peripheral nerves and the cutaneous or skin branches in forms of ulcerations, lesions, and skin cancers. Pustular dermatitis would fall in this category, ringworm, even acne, and a lot of other things that might affect the outward appearance, like psoriasis, seborrhea, and some of these other things. And it would also include necropsy, the loss of body parts. Some are not as physically dangerous nor as life-threatening as others, but to a fickle society such as ours, the mental anguish can be as devastating and heartbreaking. But we'll see in the loving kindness of our God, or as Connie shared with us, the covenant loyalty and tender mercies to encircle and compassion of God on our and of our Lord, no vexation of soul escapes their will to deliver from suffering. And that is so needful in our time. Verse 12 starts with, "Behold." It's the figure of speech, asterismus, to grab the attention. And the attention God desires for us to grasp is a man full of leprosy. The word "full" is the Greek word "pleres." completely filled, where it would be running or oozing from his life form, his eyes yellow with mucus and pus. It's just a horrible sight, difficult to look upon. He's full of it to the sense that it's kind of overflowing from his life form in these various manifestations. It says, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. When we look at this man with these manifestations, we see death. We see someone who's dying. We're looking at his physical structure and we're seeing the destruction, the ruination of his physical structure. We're seeing death. But he, seeing Jesus, the word seeing here means more than just physically seeing. It's a comprehension and a knowledge of something even greater. You, or me, looking at him sees the end of a life. He, looking at Jesus, sees the restoration of a life. Man, he comprehended. Perhaps he had heard of other people who were healed. Perhaps he had heard of this mighty Messiah come. Perhaps he had heard the fulfillment of the scriptures and the fulfillment of the promise of God and the manifestations of the promises of God being lived in his day and time. He, seeing Jesus, saw the restoration of life, like the restoration of Israel and the restoration of the promise of God coming into full manifestation where you can see it, you can feel it, you can look at it and see God's presence is now. Well, he saw, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He saw that he would heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He saw the power and the presence of God in manifestation today. Looking at him, we see death, but he, seeing Jesus, perceived a return to life. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The phrase, thou canst make me clean, is really not a question. He had not the slightest doubt because he saw and read perhaps those things from the scriptures. He had heard the testimony of those who had witnessed the power of God in manifestation. And from his perspective, you can. There is no question, you can. The only question was, if thou wilt. I know you can. I know God, Elohim, the creator of the heavens and earth, has the power and ability. He formed our bodies from the dust of the ground. He made our souls and he created spirit. I know he can. He made the planets. He set the earth in the orbit that it stays in. He set the stars in their courses, and they are still there. I know he can. Will you? Will you? By the grace and tender mercies of God, Jesus, I am here. And your wonderful heart of love is here. We have arrived at this point. This is our time for the God, the power and presence of God is an ever-present now. The healing of God is an ever-present now. The promises of God are an ever-present now. This is our time. You can make me clean. If thou wilt, beautiful. Verse 13, and he, Jesus, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. I will. Be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. What a wonderful Lord and what a Savior. I will. I will. The word will means it didn't even, it doesn't even take thought. It is the simple act of volition. It's almost as if it's a reflex. It is just your instinctive reflex to say, or our Lord Jesus Christ, his instinctive reflex, because he knew Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who restores your life from destruction. It was just his reflective and natural will. It is God's natural response to the human condition. Where the emphasis is not upon the enormity of the need, but the enormity of God's loving mercies, his covenant loyalty, his tender mercies, his encircling, and his mercy, his compassion upon the absolute pitiful nature of a situation. It's not the size of the need, it's the size of his love that covers. It's not the need that gets his attention. It's the love that sees and performs. You see, that is the heart of our God. That was the heart of our Lord. And it goes on to say, he put forth his hand and touched him. This word touched in the Greek means to pull toward oneself, to receive to oneself. We can never fall so far. We are out of the reach of the everlasting arms of our God. We can never be so far. We can never have sickness so far. We cannot have a disease so far. We cannot have infestations so far that we fall away from the everlasting arms of God. Jesus Christ was the example. He that had seen me had seen the Father. That's what he told Philip. He reached out and brought him to him. Isn't that beautiful? If our God and our Lord can reach that far, how far are we willing to reach? What is our attitude and our thinking? Not that we have to run around seeking the worst-looking person, the worst-looking condition that we can possibly find. But when we see a heart of believing, you can make me clean. Are we willing to stretch out and say, I will, be thou clean? Acting with the power and the authority our Heavenly Father has given to us through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have the opportunity to act at will upon those things and represent our Lord Jesus Christ. In our times, we speak of embracing our demons. We speak of getting comfortable with our faults. Jesus' embrace freed us, not encased us. Jesus' embrace let us be go from these things that man is so willing and so wanting and so highly intellectual that we should now embrace them. Jesus set us free. What a Savior. What a wonderful Lord. What is our attitude toward it? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you not embracing demons, not embracing our faults and our failures. Yes, we have faults. Yes, we have failures. But let's not get comfortable with them. Let's not embrace demons. Let's set men and women free from them. Let's break the chains that has encased humankind for so long. What a wonderful Lord. What a wonderful Savior. And we are His disciples. Well, let's go to Romans chapter 8. I want to show you this verse and put a ribbon here in Luke 5. Maybe I'm too late to say that, but I'm not too late to turn to Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, here is the truth. In Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 35, who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. How far are we willing to reach for Him who loved us and brought us in, to reach out and bring someone else in? Shall tribulations, their distress, how about famine? Or nakedness, or peril, or sword? They make it illegal for us to do it? Will that stop us? It didn't stop our Lord. It was illegal to touch a leper. You'd be unclean, unclean. And yet society looks at many, many people in different stratas of life as unclean, untouchable, don't want to go near them. But there is a loving God with a loving heart who reaches out to men and to women to bring them near, to heal their broken bodies, to bless their lives, and to strengthen them. How far are we willing to go? And here is what we need for our lives. Verse 38, for I am persuaded. Just like that leper, I know you can. The only question remains, will you? I know I can. I give you authority. I give you power. I have received the gift of Holy Spirit. I have been given the authority. Will I? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Will you? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor even things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature or creation, other of a different kind, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Christ dwells where? In me. Christ dwells in me. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Why would I want to separate myself? If his everlasting arms will reach that far, how far are you willing to reach? Let's go back to Luke chapter 5. Verse 13, and he put forth his hand and touched him or embraced him, brought him to himself, saying, I will. I will. I've had the power. I've had the authority. It's right there. What is my will to do with it? I will. This is my reflective action. This is what I know, God. He sent his word and healed them. He sent Jesus Christ, the word in the flesh. What was he to do? He was to heal them and deliver them from their destructions. We are to do the same. What a wonderful Lord, what a wonderful Savior, and what a glorious God we have. Be thou clean, and immediately the leprosy departed from him. Well, whoa, boy. You no longer looked at him and saw death. You looked at him and saw the resurrection to life, the restoration of life. I wonder in our society how many walk among the almost dead. Ones we pass by that we won't talk to in our schools because the other students might make fun of you like they make fun of him or her. Ones that are rejected because of some deformity or some other thing. We look at everything as if it was catchy, like I'm going to get infected with it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Lord, I am not afraid. I'm not afraid to go into the valley of human need. I am not afraid to lead them from that valley to their position in Christ, seated in the heavenlies. See. Be thou clean. And the leprosy departed from him. Immediately it had. And he charged them, tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according to Moses' command for a testimony unto them. What has God done for us? Boy, oh boy. We ought to give and make the offering. But so much the more went their fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be, what? Healed by him of their infirmities. Isn't that something? They came to Jesus, and they will come to you, and they will come to me if we are unafraid to bring the reality of the power and the presence of God into manifestation today. What is your will? What's your reflective action? There are needs out there, and there just needs someone to show them the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.